Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. The whole crew is here. Teresa Murray is on the phone, a consumer watchdog with U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And I got to tell you, Teresa, as a consumer, you know, it seems to be one thing after another. First, it was the home run pizza, and there was a problem with that. And then Capri Sun juice bags might have cleaning solution in them. What is happening? Can we trust anything we purchase anymore?
Well, what's happening? Not a lot of good things are happening. But yes, we can trust things that we buy. But I mean, you're absolutely right that food recalls have been on the rise. It's not your imagination. And it's very concerning. You mentioned a couple of the high profile ones we've had. We had the big, massive Jif peanut butter recall back in May. That's been a whole mess. We've had ice cream. We had huge lettuce recalls with Dole and some other companies over the holidays. And then you mentioned the Capri Suns. I mean, it seems like nothing's off limits. And then, of course, there was the whole contaminated infant formula thing this spring, but that's a different bucket.
Is it a problem with the manufacturing process? Is it the machines, or is it people not doing their job?
Well, some of all of that. There are three big reasons why we are seeing such huge increases in food recalls. One, staffing shortages. Labor shortages. We've heard about this in other industries, from, you know, airlines to schools. And in the food industry, when you have a shortage of workers, it means fewer food testers, fewer inspectors, fewer other people who are in food safety positions. So that's one. Also kind of pandemic related is when the restaurant business was slow or like even non-existent back in 2020, a lot of food producers switched from packaging bulk quantities to instead smaller quantities so they could sell to grocery stores and individual consumers. And so what this meant was they changed the way that food was actually packaged and labeled. And so now that they were selling directly to consumers, the FDA decided to relax some of the rules for labeling. That's a problem. And so a lot of people are buying things that, frankly, just aren't labeled properly. And especially when it comes to allergens, we've had a lot of issues there. So the food packaging, that's number two. And then this one will absolutely blow your mind, Lisa. Okay, foreign materials, which is kind of what we're talking about with the Capri Sun. Again, pandemic related. We had such a shock to so many parts of our economy and the supply chain. And Food Safety Magazine had recently surveyed 240 food processors to look at like how the pandemic affected the food industry. And they found that supply shortages meant, get this, quote, suppliers needed to rely on riskier and lower quality sources to try to meet demand. End quote. Oh. Riskier and lower quality sources. So as a result, a lot of companies say that they're seeing more foreign materials in the food they're producing. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. So how do metal particles get into a home run pizza, a home run in?
Lack standards, not enough food inspections, going back to the worker shortages we talked about, maybe using different equipment. I mean, there's just a whole host of things, but clearly a complete breakdown in the process that we should come to expect with food that we buy at a grocery store or get in restaurants.
This is Teresa Murray, a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And it is frustrating because if I open something bad or I think it's off, I never call anybody. I just throw it away and I don't buy that product again. It must be so widespread for these companies to actually come out, admit there's metal or cleaning solution in their food product, and then have a recall. So it has to affect an enormous amount of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the frustrating things is you hit on it exactly. somebody may buy something and think, okay, this doesn't look right, this doesn't smell right, it's got something in it that doesn't belong, and you may not report it unless, like, everybody in your family gets sick or something. And it takes the FDA and the CDC so stinking long to piece things together to actually say, oh, gosh, we've had all these reports of all these people getting sick or all these people finding metal things in their pizza or whatever. And it takes so long to actually get the word out to people. And what we have been super frustrated by is just that lag and how many people are getting sick and how many people are actually dying in some cases, Lisa, because there is such a lag of consumers being alerted. I mean, we looked at some cases last year, like with the lettuce, and the lags went weeks sometimes between the first notification and when the recall was actually put out.
Well, I can imagine, Teresa, if they're not being responsible with their equipment or hiring enough people, or they've got lax standards, they're not going to be the upstanding people that are going to come forth immediately and say, hey, we've got a problem. We're recalling all of that. We'll take the financial hit. You just know they're not going to do it until they're forced to do it. So as a consumer, for everybody listening, who do you call when you find a foreign? I mean, I saw a dad yesterday on a video that was opening a Capri Sun juice bag and he was dumping it out and it had big mold chunks in it.
Oh, gosh. That's
yeah.
Awful. Well, as far as who you should definitely contact the FDA. There is a place on the website where you can report issues. Same thing with the CDC, okay? And you should call your local health department or whoever your local health office is, whether it's a city or a county or whatever, and report it. Because especially with some of these food recalls, that's how they track things by locale, is they'll, you know, a lot of these food distributors, they may not distribute all their products across the country, but they may something to Chicago and something else to Detroit and something else to Nashville. So that's how they're able to pinpoint when there's a problem in a certain area and track it and say, oh, okay, this product that this company makes, you know, they're the ones that they're sending to this city, there's a problem, and they can get things shut down more quickly. But I would say, I mean, there are instances certainly where companies have done the right thing, and, you know, whether it's because they've come out mm-hmm. and done the right thing because it's the right thing to do, or whether right. because they're concerned about liability. There are companies that have been forward in getting the word out, but some are definitely better at it
yeah.
than others.
Yeah. We appreciate that you're a consumer watchdog. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. It's
Thanks
Teresa
for
Murray, U.S. Public Interest Research Group, FDA, local health department, CDC. That's who you report it to. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.